What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's been quite a while since my last talking episode. I've been kicking out a few freestyles here and there. Most of them have been trash. To be honest, I haven't really been spending time with any music. Life's been busy. I'm recording this. It is July 21st, 2021. And I'm walking a dog in the rain. I've got my umbrella. It's raining pretty good. We've had some nice summer days here, but it's been a lot of rain here and there as well. Keeps everything nice and green, but trade off cooler days. And I just wanted to check in and see how everybody's doing. If you're listening to this, thanks for hitting that little play button. It's kind of just giving everybody sort of an update. I miss the good old days, 2017, late 2017, early 2018 of the heyday of Anchor, 2.0, and, still connected with some folks on here, of course. Everyone's doing well, so we're all just doing the best we can, but, things are going pretty well for us. In case you don't know, my wife and I own and operate a pet sitting and dog walking company called Happy Hearts Pet Care here in Anchorage. And we got definitely shut down pretty hard during the pandemic. We kind of had to claw our way back. We're basically just about there, if not more so. We're busier than we've ever been. The summer is our busy season. Things will slow down a little bit, but we're trying to add weekly dog walks, you know, people at work rather than people needing travel care. A little bit more predictable. And then, of course, we'll start hiring. Get the hiring process going and slowly add some folks to the team that can help and make our company better. And in turn, hopefully provide them with a wonderful employment experience. We're in the process of purchasing the property we've been renting. So that's kind of all in process. Excited to kind of close that deal and then just work towards getting it paid off. It's been a long time. We've been in the place 5 years pretty much. So definitely excited to kind of turn the corner on that. And what else is going on? Our son, 13, going into the 8th grade. This coming school year. He didn't get to go to junior high last year. He basically did homeschooling to get through the year, you know, due to the pandemic, of course. But this year, he actually gets to go to middle school. It used to be called Wendler Junior High, and now it's Wendler Middle School. Just 7th and 8th grade goes there, and it's going to be a Wendler Ram. Oops. Shit. No, pups. Go. Sorry, guys. That's so funny. A little drama for the podcast. I'm walking a dog that is pretty much, she's pretty dog reactive. And up from behind us, I'm walking on a trail, kind of on the hillside of where we live, basically in the woods. And these two dogs just come barreling toward us from the back. I kind of got off trail, and luckily they stopped and just turned around, so. That would have been an interesting recording if there was a dog fight. Anyways, we're clear now and we're almost wrapping up this dog walk. I've got one more walk and one cat visit, then I'll be done for the day. But as far as, you know, dog walking, etc., right now I'm our main dog walker. My wife does one or two walks a day during the week. And right now I'm doing like 7, 8, and 9 visits, you know, from like 11 to 4:30 or so, maybe sometimes 5 I get done. Just different clients, different needs, you know, dogs, people go to work at different times. Everything sort of works out. I'm also the scheduling coordinator and the bookkeeper, and I basically do it all. And we're just in the process of turning our self-employed small business into a company that we could operate. Eventually, me getting out of the field, having staff, team members taking care of the walks. Obviously, eventually hiring some back office sort of help. And eventually hiring some sort of a team lead or manager that can help us run it if we ever want a vacation ever. Because if you guys run your own business or are self-employed, unless you have staff and have the ability to leave, every time you leave, you either shut your business down. So, and of course, we're a service-based business. You can still operate a product-based business just fine. Every business out there is either product or service, so there's pros and cons of both. So many opportunities out there for business, especially right now. Things are kind of on the bounce back. And, busy people want to hire folks to help them, you know? You get to a point where you can afford some help and you're willing to pay for it so you could focus on what you're best at instead of trying to do everything. That's kind of what I'm stuck in right now. Kind of do everything. And it's not very healthy for, you know, growth. It's me just kind of putting out fires all day. But at least I know I'm aware of the issue and just slowly working on it. Usually I'm just wiped out by the end of the day. I don't really want to do any extra work on our business, but I need to because it's the right thing to do. And if you're not growing, you're probably dying. So I want to make sure we're moving forward. Let's see here. So yeah, after this, my van that I drive, that I've been driving for many years. I used to have episodes called Think Thoughts from the Van or something. I would record as I was driving. And so it's developed a brake squeak. It's got some other issues too that need to be addressed. But right now I'm driving around and one of the wear indicators for the brake pads is just squeaking away. So I have to pull it in the garage and look at it. So that'll be my duty tonight. I got to do our budget and make sure the bills are getting paid and do a little bit of bookkeeping. But the next thing for our business is going to be just developing systems and processes and kind of the getting an employee manual and operations manual type stuff. Because basically the main thing is we need an employee manual. When you hire employees, everything needs to be spelled out so you're covered legally. Something happens, they lose a dog, or they cause a huge problem, or they claim that they were supposed to get overtime, blah, blah, blah. And if you don't have an employee manual to provide as, hey, look, it says right here, you know, you signed this paper saying you acknowledged everything. They have no leg to stand on, but if they don't, most state laws favor the employee. So if you're a small business owner, you can start getting hammered by not operating in a proper legal fashion, you know? So anyways, there's a lot to deal with, and it's a learning curve, so I've kind of been putting it off and just working hard, enjoying life. Lots going on with the family. My dad and mom actually live in our neighborhood where we grew up. We grew up in two different houses growing up. One, probably 4 miles away in a different neighborhood. We lived there. I was born in 83, so we moved there. Moved out of there in 88. For 5 years was there, and we actually moved into my grandma's house as an interim move, and my grandma's next door neighbors were moving. So my mom and dad decided to buy that house so they could keep an eye on grandma. So we bought that. We moved in 89, and here we are 2021. They're looking at selling and moving up north about 45 miles or so, 40 maybe. And a property where my mom can keep her horse. Right now, she keeps it in a local barn a few miles away from where they live. Anyway, but they'll be not, they won't be living down the street anymore. And so, and of course, driving by my childhood house, it's obviously not a big deal at all, but you know, I'm kind of a nostalgia type of person. So it's just kind of weird, you know, life can be really depressing if you focus on the negative, you know, if you focus on the sad parts of life, or if you focus on the change and just wanting everything to stay the same. Well, that's not life. You know, life is dynamic. Like the law of thermodynamics, I think, is states that, where everything goes from order to disorder. We have to keep putting our hand to the plow and staying positive. So even when tragedy happens or things go wrong, we have to grieve it, process it, talk about it. But then we move on with our head up and our shoulders back, basically ready to face the world, because that's the only way to do it. If you don't, you're just causing your own prison, you know? So, anyways, guys, I got to get this pup turned in here. I just wanted to say hello. Just a quick hi from PDE, Life in Alaska. Check out my YouTube channel, Last One to a Garage. I got a lot of good stuff going on there. My mechanic stuff, and but I hope you're all doing well, and love to hear from you, and hope your year's going well. God bless.